Guys, thank you. Art McPherson with the Art of Money radio show. We are here at the Caddyshack restaurant, and I am meeting with the Murray brothers. So thank you, guys. It's awesome to meet you. I enjoyed taking a picture with you, and you guys were holding my foot and having a great time. So thank you so much. That was
Yeah, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, you're solid.
You're intimidating.
Am I? Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Your foot could use a little work, though.
Yeah, I assume so. So Bill and the brothers that are all here, you had said earlier that your brother helped write Caddyshack.
Everything about golf in Caddyshack is Brian's Balwick. It was written, Brian, why don't you answer the question since you know the real facts? I'll just make stuff up.
I had an idea for a movie about a country club and based around the Caddies, and I had the good fortune of having good friends, Doug Kenny and Harold Ramis, who had just written a movie called Animal House, and they were pitching their next movie, and the studio declined all theirs, so they told them my idea. And then they came back and said, would you mind if we did your movie? And I went, okay.
So you guys have a clothing line. Who of the five of you makes the decisions on what you guys are going to do for the clothing line?
We all contribute, but Joel kind of leads that.
I try to throw it out to all of them, and everybody has their input. And we've had many, many, many designs, so we can't possibly take credit for all of them. There's a lot, but everybody is consulted and everybody puts it in there, and we have designers that work all the time on it, and then we're actually getting a couple new designers to keep it going. But there's some fun prints out there. There's some. I've got on a plain shirt for my shorts have tequila on them, but it's fun when you're at the golf course and you see people in the distance and you can tell that's one of our shirts, and it's a little irreverent. It's exciting, and then we want to get the younger people into the golf game, and I think it's one way to lure them in.
Do you feel like there's anything, as you guys come up with designs and apparel designs, do you feel like there's anything that hasn't been invented yet for golf that you guys are working on kind of bringing to the table?
Top secret.
Can't discuss it. If you have a good idea, we're willing to listen and steal it from you.
We can probably talk about that over some golf. I think we can definitely come up.
I always said Billy had an idea about a golf shoe bag. Instead of putting a pair of shoes next to each other, it's a long way, so you put them in your suitcase. I always liked that idea. I said, well, that makes sense.
How often do you guys try to get together as brothers, like at home? How, like going home back, do you have time for that? Or?
We try to get together at Christmas or Thanksgiving and funerals and weddings. Mm-hmm. We live all over the country, so it's hard to get together en masse regularly. But this is one event that requires our attendance.
Yeah.
And we call it Christmas.
So this is the first time I've had a chance to be a part of your charity event. It looks like it's pretty special. And this is your 19th year? Or is it
20th.
20th year?
Yeah.
The charities that you guys are involved with, do you kind of rotate them? Do you kind of give to a specific one? Or how do you guys choose where the money is?
Yeah, we had St. Vincent's Hospital for the first 3-4 years, and then we switched and we worked with the Firehouse Sub guys and with their foundation, St. Augustine School for the Deaf and Blind, the Boys and Girls Club of Northeast Florida, and then multiple small people that we give stuff to. That, when $5,000 makes a big difference to them.
We do a lot of charity, too, through our business. We do a lot of that, so I see that it's important for you guys. But you have the ability to bring a lot of people to the table and raise a lot of awareness to whatever you're involved in. So St. Jude is a beautiful one. We see that all the time. One last question, and then we'll let you guys go. So if you could trade places with any rock star in history, who would it be?
Brian, you got one?
I don't really want to be a rock star.
Well, the one I thought about this year was, I was watching a new and different documentary about Woodstock, and there were 400,000 people there, or 375 at that moment, and someone had to go out. And I think it's Bill Graham. He just sort of looks at Richie Havens and goes, you, lead us off. And Richie sort of passed a little blood into his kidneys right away and went out there and just didn't know what he was going to do. and he just started playing. He just started playing a rhythm. Do you know how it's like, freedom, freedom. And he didn't know where he was going, and then he went into Motherless Child and tore the place apart, just picked everybody up, and then they were off. Just having faith in whatever skill you had, but not knowing, and just going out there and finding it in your body. And he really found the rhythm in his body. And then the song came to his mind. He said, I got to have a word. And then his heart said, freedom. And then he sang Motherless Child. I think that would have been, I would have walked off the stage if I were Richie Havens feeling, God dang it, I got that done. I got us off to a good start.
That's a good answer. Thank you, guys. Thanks
That's
for being on the show.
That's what I was going to say.
That's what you were going to say.